and the victims having been given a larger window. One of his colleagues was convinced that he should have been awarded that more prestigious space. "Watson," he asked me when it was all over, "do you know why disputes amongst scholars are so bitter?" I confessed that I did not. "Because the stakes are so small." I sighed, agreed, and looked forward to a decent meal and a good night's sleep at the Randolph Hotel before returning to London the next day. And so we found ourselves on Friday, the 29th of June, 1906, in the late afternoon, being taken by a cab along Cornmarket Street from the Carfax intersection north to our lodgings. Holmes was reading the local newspaper and, in disgust, tossed it aside. The sun, having so recently passed the solstice, was still high in the sky, and Holmes had been trying to read as we bounced our way up the street. "The world would be better off without the press," he said. "A dreadful tragedy happened yesterday at the Salisbury Railroad Station. 28 people were killed in the train crash, many more injured. Lives and families will suffer for years to come, and all the reporter can go on about is how sad it made him feel, how brave he was to clamber over wrecked railway carriages, how heroic he will be in asking questions of those responsible. Who on earth cares a whit about him? The press exists to make money for..."